Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Oi!
I had this song on 45.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you spill or did you?
I did.
Okay.
I think it's since. Probably got broke or throwed away or whatever. Eddie Grant.
Love it.
Electric Avenue. You probably know it from Pineapple Express. Awesome song. Rise Guys Morning Show. Awesome show. Good morning to everybody. Reminder on today's Thursday.
You are.
Thursday. I'm hungry. Thursday, we do Facebook fussing. That'll be coming up here in about 25 minutes. Also, go back a day on Wednesday. That's when we... release, I don't want to say drop, but when we release our new show, After Hours with the Rise Guys, Nine and I, in episode 6, talk about being behind the scenes with your childhood heroes and how Nine witnessed a drug deal go down, and I was held up on a wall by my throat.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
By another one, a legendary athlete. You have to listen to it.
Oh, did you work in where one of the boys got sexually harassed by another one?
It may be in there. It may be in there.
Oh, good.
It also may be in there where I was shamed by one for not bringing nice enough wine to the party.
Oh, yeah.
It may be in there, too.
Yeah. I love that.
One. Wine shaming.
That's my favorite.
Wine shaming, yeah.
You don't like sweet wines.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
He likes a dark red.
Big lushy, more like it. Okay. Paige,
oh, thanks.
Yeah. I'm going to borrow one of your lines.
All right.
Are you ready for a quiz?
You got a $20 bill?
Are you ready for a quiz? I'm going to in my head, I'm starting to sing the song. Isn't that weird? I'm going to read a text message that I got. Your job is to guess who sent the text. Okay? Eddie Grant can be the background music for this game. Who sent that tweet? Or text, not a tweet, text.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it, or do you want to guess ahead of time? Okay, here we go. Hi, just tring to text. Call if you get this. Hi, just tring, T-R-I-N-G, to text. Call if you get this.
I think I got a guess.
You have a guess who sent it. Lock that or write it down so we'll make sure you're not cheating. Nine, you have a guess?
Oh, man, it sounds like somebody in management.
Hi, just tring to text. Call if you get this. Someone, you said it sounds like someone in management?
Yeah, but I know, well.
They don't contact me.
They don't have the right number for you, because when they text us both together, they text whoever has your old number.
Isn't that fun? That someone, a decision maker, let's say, when they text Nine and I, they text my old phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That guy's on the inside of the information.
Yeah.
Nine, did you write down your guess?
Oh,
have it in
no,
your mind? You don't have to write down. Paige, you have a guess?
Well, you say that they call you on a regular basis. So
never did I.
Never did you.
I said management never calls me.
Ah.
This person, hi, just tring to text. Call if you get this. Fat boy, let's see yours.
Now, I wrote this down before you guys just said what you said.
I wasn't talking about that. I want to see yours. You wrote Mark Hendricks.
All right, Jackie Chan was my second guess.
Obviously, that's incorrect. 9. Actually, go to page.
Well, I was thinking it was someone that you're familiar with, and
is it?
Perhaps it was your sister.
My sister. Okay.
Well, Frampton's mom. Rest in peace.
9.
I know your sister texts and is quite adept at, you know, phone stuff.
Yeah. You're saying she would have just called me rather than to text me to call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it someone with something in common with your sister?
Maybe.
If you said the name, would it give it away?
Don't tell me. That'd be the worst.
That's right. I got drunk and texted myself. No, it is not. That is not what... I know where you're going with that.
The nightmare has come true.
It is not. You know, there's something to this whole thing called speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I could go back and back and back and back on this show and in real life, you know, personal life, whatever, saying I would talk to this person a lot more if they would just learn to text.
Oh. Yeah,
so everybody has all gotten it now.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Oh, no.
I'm on text, baby.
My mom can now text.
That's beautiful.
Or not? Well, yeah. I mean, she is. She's known how to text. She knows how to type. She used to type some job she had. I forget. Not 100 like you could do, 9, but you know, it was really good. Real good at texting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now adapted to the year 2020. My mother is now text messaging.
Does she have a smartphone?
No.
Oh, she's T9 texting.
She's the one where, is that the one where you have to, like, if you want to get a C, you have to tap 3 times? Yes.
Oh, no.
Imagine the time. That she, and she probably, because my mom's a good speller, too. I mean, she is the mother of a 7th grade spelling bee champion.
Yeah.
Me, not Angel. She never got any kind of spelling bee awards. but I think mom probably looked at that and said, oh, I wrote tring instead of trying, but I don't know how to go back, maybe. Yeah. Or
it's too much trouble to go back when you're T9 texting.
For 15 minutes texting him, he'll know what I mean. So I called immediately. Because my thing was, my mama doesn't text. I hope she hasn't been mom-napped or something. You know, this I'm talking to the, there's going to be some kind of ransom or something. Give me back my mom. My mom is now texting, man.
See, my mom has a smartphone and has no idea how to text.
But do you think that she knows? Your mom also, I mean, your mom is a college graduate. Your mom knows how to text, but probably doesn't want to because she wants to hear your sweet voice.
No, she doesn't know how to text. She says she's told me before, she, you know, if something said it, sent her a text, and how do I get my text? Can't figure it out.
She doesn't get it.
It's, I mean, she can't figure it out. And it's right there on like the home screen of the phone.
Why do you get the memes? She can start sending those soon.
Oh, that'd be great.
She can't. She can't do that.
Hey, baby, 9 sent me this meme. Look at it.
Oh, no. That would be your nightmare.
Yeah, I don't need to wind up in a group chat with anybody's mom.
Imagine.
And last night, right before bed, hey, just hope you had a great day and have a good day tomorrow. Sleep good. Love, Mama.
I love it.
And guess what, 9? She spells mama right, unlike you.
M-A-M-A?
M-O-M-M-A. Spells it right.
You take it up with everybody who ever wrote a song about mama.
They're all so wrong.
Now, do you short text like, you know, kids normally do? Because if I ask my son, what do you want for lunch? He'll send a pizza emoji. And then that's it. It's all short.
Is that every day, pizza emoji?
Well, you know, sometimes it'll be a
taco emoji.
Bojangles B.
I'm going to write like a long thing and do it in a PDF.
Taco, yeah.
And then beam it to her and see if she can receive it. She can't do jiffies, none of that stuff.
Does he ever ask you what you want for lunch?
My mom?
He ain't got a big enough screen for my order.
Wow. Eggplant would fit.
He sent a picture of a Greek woman with a mustache. He knows that's...
He has to use a panoramic shot.
Uh-huh.
He wanted a party sub. So I said it, and now it's true. But the great thing about this is now if we have a question, I can just text her and say, are you available to come on the show?
I'll call right now.
It don't have to be any of this, you know, call her during commercial breaks and say, hey, are you awake? Are you comfortable to come on the show?
See, there's a silver lining.
There's a silver lining to this.
That's beautiful.
And I also like to announce she's on Cameo now. She'll be cameoing from her. No, she's not.
She'll make some money off of that.
But she is on OnlyFans.
No. Don't you do it. Don't you say that about that sweet lady.
Take my shoes off and sing some hymns with you. Yeah, so it's, man, it's that thing.
15 a month.
It's that thing. What else do I want? Tell me something to wish for. I think I have more than three. Because I wish that, and it happened.
A rich friend.
New president.
Okay. No, no. You say nude? No.
A rich friend, mainly me.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Yeah. I'm glad, though. I'm glad. And then but I also had to send a text to Angel and say.
Oh, is it like a warning thing? Or like flashing your lights?
She got the number first. First text.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know she got the first text. Favor gets first text.
Yep.
See, that's when it's more evident, right? I'm fine with it now at this point. But that's when it's more. She says, oh, I know. She already texted me. I said, what time? A full 8 minutes.
You got hosed.
8 minutes. So who'd she text in between? I don't know that I was even the second one.
Yo, you might not have been. You might have been after Aunt Brenda.
Aunt Wanda, even. All of them.
Yeah.
Hey, Cousin Lisa, this is Mary. I'm about to text Matthew and tell him I can text.
Instagram's next.
She texts 72341 before she texts me. She texts TRG to 72341.
Give that new podcast. Man, Looper said that he has gift conversations with his mama, with Ma Looper.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's nice. Jason, are you?
Yeah. But should, she wouldn't understand that part.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she would understand emojis, but she wouldn't understand certain ones. I can't even like that. Like, my thing is when you send me something, I don't write back LOL or ha ha ha. I'll just hold it down for the ha ha.
Yeah.
I can't do that back.
Matthew, why'd you send me a big grape picture? Okay. Or peach.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say.
You want some cobbler?
It's called an eggplant, dummy.
All right. About a peace
sign. Don't say that to her.
Why are you throwing up a peace sign with your tongue out?
What's the fist in the water emoji mean?
Come on, man. Good Lord. I'm gonna post that meme I made about you if you don't watch it.
You should.
I'll do it anyway. Why not? I posted that dumb joke on Twitter, didn't I? All right. I'm going to get my script off the printer. It is now hot and fresh, just like a brand new Scantron. I'm going to read it over. Nine's got his. Fat Boy's got his. Paige and Actress herself has hers. And when we come back, we'd like you to go to facebook.com/riseguys. And we're going to perform for you an all new. And we're taking it into places not ever went before. Facebook fussing.
Radio.com. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And come with the show, the daily podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the Radio.com.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Rocks!
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These real Facebook arguments that were screenshot by you, the P1s. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. And of course, we're live at facebook.com/riseguys. You can watch this all go down. And if you're listening to it on the podcast later in the day, it should be up on Instagram and our YouTube channel and Twitter as well.
Twitter, yeah.
But right now at 7:29, we're live at facebook.com/riseguys. Okay. I don't have a question of the week. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what do you like to do on a rainy day?
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, think about these things. If you think about like what's fun to do on a rainy day, you won't mind it as much.
What
work your own mind?
What do you like to do on a rainy day?
Everybody's just gonna say, "Man, I like sex."
If you said rainy night, I would say, "Listen to Crystal Gayle."
I love a rainy night.
Thank you. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Okay. Here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Needle Nose Ned will be Nine. Playing the role of Scotty will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Damn Old Gene will be Fireball, Fat Boy. And playing the role of Cheryl will be Paige. And
action.
Needle Nose Ned posted an upstate SC locals only group.
Oh, yes. Hi. Hey, so I've been considering relocating myself and my family as I now work from home full time. In the past, I have visited the Greenville area as part of my professional ventures, and to my surprise, I quite enjoyed my stay there. Needless to say, Greenville is very high on our list of possible locations. What are some of the best schools and neighborhoods? Pros and cons of moving to Greenville? Thank you so much in advance for your gracious help with these few questions. Best regards, Ned.
Aw, hell, dude. Bad news. Greenville's plumb full up. Last house just sold this morning. Sorry, dude. I hear Charlotte's nice this time of year.
If you think Charlotte's nice, it's only because you haven't been to Columbia.
Oh, gee, no, I totally get it. No one wants an outsider, but I promise myself, my wife, and our kids will be an asset to your community.
Yeah, well, when you start out asking about neighborhoods and school, you know, but you don't say one word about church, well, our ears perk up. Anyway, why don't you just go to Charleston like you want to anyway? Not enough money?
Oh, wow, no, I hadn't even considered Charleston, as my wife's particular allergies aren't really conducive to a salt air environment.
All right, so y'all don't go to church?
Well, I don't see how that's any of your business.
Oh, dude, believe me, it's our business. I mean, if you're trying to move to our town.
This feels like I'm in a Wild West movie, and you guys are the surly townsfolk trying to run off the new gunslinger who just rode in.
Now, if you like guns, we can talk about this.
Wow, never shot one, personally.
Damn it, boy. Really?
Oh, honey. Tags, Ned. Please don't worry about these trolls. They're just grumps to people they don't know. We have a problem with people from Ohio moving down here, and they just stay pissed off about it.
Oh, I see. Well, being from Michigan, I understand how easy it is to hate Ohio. Ha, 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 ha.
Exactly. So to answer your question, you really won't find a neighborhood better than Berea. You have to access Berea High School or maybe Carolina Academy.
That's what I'm looking for. Thank you so much. I'm taking notes. Carolina Academy. Is that a magnet school? A private school? Sorry, I'm not familiar.
No, it's a high school.
Great. Thanks again.
Damn, girl. You going to get his nerdy kids beat up now.
LOL. He'll Google those schools and change his mind real fast.
You evil's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you an evil woman and it's kind of sexy. Anyway, serves him right, I reckon.
Ah, yeah, you guys, I still get the notifications when you comment on this post because I started the post, you know? So, yeah, I see all of this.
Oh, well, blank. Whoops. Crying laughing emoji.
Yep, serves you right.
Yeah, well, don't you guys worry. Look, I get it. Old Ned understands when he isn't wanted. Luckily, Greenville is one of many places on my list. There is a town out there that will be lucky to have us, and I guess it won't be your town. Your loss. Guess I'll just check Greenville off the list and move on to North Carolina. Maybe the people in Asheville are nicer.
Oh, yeah, they sure are nice. They're all homeless, and they say please and thank you when they ask you for money.
Insane. It is a real influx. I'm not just saying from, where was that guy from, Michigan or wherever? Just all over.
Yeah.
Oh.
People love to move down here.
Oh, you rednecks, moonshine, have sex with the cousins. We want to move there.
Everybody wants moonshine and have sex with their cousins.
We are hitting the full limit, though, I think. Maybe, perhaps. All right. This one's going to be tough.
Get a different voice. I got to get rid of Ned.
I know. We're at Facebook.com/RiseGuys. What do you love to do on a rainy day? Comment below and like. Okay. Scene two. Playing the role of Dana the woman will be Nine. Playing the role of Dana the man will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Bootsy will be Paige. Playing the role of Donald will be Fat Boy. And also playing the role of the narrator will also be Fat Boy. And
Action.
Dana the woman posts a picture of a dog laying in the grass with a bone in its mouth. A golden retriever with beautiful long hair. Most likely a female dog. You know, a bitch dog.
I love you so much, and I miss you like crazy, baby. I promise, Mama's fighting for you. He thinks he's hurting me, but he's hurting you more. You won't be kept from me for long. Don't you worry. Love you, Brenda.
Well, okay, on here acting like you haven't just spent a whole day with her. On here acting like I'm the bad guy. That's okay. Go ahead and have your pity party. All I asked of you was not to be banging every guy in Oconee County in front of my dog. But no, you're over there hopping from blank to blank while taking blank about me and talking blank about me the whole damn time. That's all right, though. That's okay. You'll never see this dog again.
First off, your dog? No, bitch. Second, you just assume blank you're... You are the bad one for telling Brenda that I don't love her and that I left her. Blank you, Dana. I'm getting back, and if I have to take you to court, then okay. Custody court is different from marriage court, so anything you try to bring up about me ain't gonna matter in there when I'm trying to get my dog back. So, huh? I mean, good luck, dumbass.
Man, I don't think you can go to court over a damn dog, to be honest with you. Now, I've been to court a lot for different things. But I don't remember a damn dog court.
I've never kept our dog from you like this, Dana. So you need to learn how to co-parent and stop worrying about me every damn move. Until then, look, blank you.
Okay, then let's put it all out there then, huh? Yeah, let everybody else decide who all here is really worth a blank as a parent to Brenda anyway, huh? Yeah, I've had her for how long? Why, you out on the streets chasing blank? And then when you finally get her, you drop her off with whatever guy you're blanking at the time, the last one day until you bring her back. And you're the one blowing up my phone threatening me. I got the damn messages, yeah.
No, hell no. You and your sister jump my ass from behind and then take her from me after not asking about her for four damn days. I'm sorry I have a damn job I have to go to that I can't bring you to, so I dropped her off at a friend's house so she'd be looked after for once. You need to stop lying on here.
I think if you take this in front of a judge, he's going to tell you to get the fork out of his courtroom. Wait a minute. Damn typo. Whatever.
Yeah, well, look, I didn't have to tell her to jump on nothing, but when you show up to my family function with some side D that you're messing with at the time, then it triggers people's feelings towards you, and she did what she did. Yeah, I ain't apologizing. You confusing that damn dog's what you are doing.
I'm done being with you. Never giving you another chance, and this is how you control me, by holding my dog over my head. And people reading this can clearly see you're crazy. Crying, laughing emojis.
So how you banging all these dudes and working two jobs doesn't add up to me.
I don't know, Mama. He's just crazy.
Take his ass to court and get her back. He has to prove you unfit. Get a restraining order, too, and don't play his games.
Look, be a hoe or be a mom. Either way, hurry up and decide while I'm in a good mood.
Don't sass her. She's going to get her dog back. You can bet on that.
Yeah, whatever.
2 days later, Dana posts the following picture with a dog in her arms, a beautiful golden retriever, and yes, the same bitch dog from earlier.
I'm so happy she's back with her mama now, guys. Thank your thoughts and prayers on this, and believe me, she's not going through anything like that ever again.
Is that true, what all he was saying about you and them dudes hooking up in front of that dog?
Look, you can't believe everything you read. Winky emoji.
Oh, because I was about to say, let me get them digits.
And sing. God bless America. That's fun right there. That ended up being her mama.
Yeah.
Old Bootsy.
Bootsy. Oh, yeah.
Bootsy, as they call her.
Did Dana the woman have a line that was supposed to be Dana the man?
Yeah, it was a little transcribing error. My computer sometimes sticks with all the sugar in it.
Oh, yeah. It's not operator error.
Okay. All right. I was wondering.
Nobody else ever
missed. Also, Dana the woman misspelled the word mama as well, so. Uh-oh. It's something you could have fixed.
You could have fixed it. Yeah, you could fix it.
M-O-M-M-A. That's right.
Scene 3, Facebook fussing. We're live at facebook.com/RiseGuys. The little interactive thing. What do you like to do on a rainy day? All right? Besides listening to freaking this. Here we go. Scene 3, playing the role of Tobias will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Brigitte will be Paige.
playing the role of Bobby will be 9. And playing the role of Lanny, freaking me. And
Hodgson.
My goodness, this is a rough times for all of us indeed. Thankfully, none of my friends here in the States or friends and family back in Germany have not been sick from this plague. Yes, I said it, plague. I want the world to stop burning. I want peoples of all colors to come together. I want normal back. Yeah, I said it, normal. Whatever that is. And if I'm being honest, I missed the stage.
I agree with most of that. I'm cool with Germans. Without them, we wouldn't have beer and I wouldn't have a job.
Lanny posts a jiffy of a spinning BMW logo. I miss y'all sons of bitches on first shift. Tobias, what stage you miss?
Well, I totally bypassed that. Yeah, Tobias, what stage you get on?
You ain't got no ass. That's what gets the dollars nowadays in the club. I mean, that's what got the dollars. I ain't been to a kitty cat club in years.
Yeah, winky wink.
Well, they charge extra to do that.
Tobias, that was very sweet sentiment you said the world. Lieben, I loved it. Who is these butt violins that reply here? Americans, no less, with names like Bobby and Lenny. We dream of the day you return to Bavaria, Tobias.
That's funny right there, Brugheat. I'm American. Yes, I am. AF, as we say here in the U States of A.
I, too, am from here, Brigitte. Are you Tobias's mama?
Sister. I am his sister, you banana bender.
Ouch. And so I walk the S-Rabbit trail and come to find out that my colleagues met my sister, no less. And almost kind of an international argument.
Brigitte, that was no slight on you. Your profile pic's real tiny on my phone.
Man, I think she's hot. Tobias, my man, for real. You missed the stage. I'm sitting here thinking you might have been talking about stages of sobriety. If so, all my kids, I'm sorry.
No, I'm an actor of the stage. You guys do not know that? I've been in production of plays at Town Theater, blanking my blank drama works, New Blanky Opera House, and there are others.
Dude, you'd be a great Terminator.
Yeah, man, you've been in Die Hard, the musical.
I know. You've made the Hans Gruber wisecrack before.
No, you in singing musicals.
He is, and he has a beautiful voice like the Hasselhoff.
Thanks, Brigitte. Very sweet of you to say, but not all stage theater plays are musicals that I sing in.
Lanny, check out Bias' Facebook videos. He sings in a bunch of drama plays. Bias, all my kids, man, that ain't my thing, but you good. Looks like you's having fun.
Blankin' A, dude, you are good. I saw the Rent Broadway play before. Hey, Bobby, you listen to it. You'll be singing like that all afternoon.
Oh, my God. You all will be singing to be at Factory now.
Man, wow. I mean, I kind of love this, man. Like, 525,006 BMWs, 525 hours furloughed this year.
525,600 Beamers. They make that money, and we take it in the rear.
Oh, you pranksters, not bad. Not bad at all. I kind of sing your posts in my head.
We make X3s and X4s managed by dudes from Germany.
525,006 BMWs.
Drink all you want, but they drug test your hair.
Insane.
Hello, Peace Center? Sure, we'd be interested. Thank you.
Oh, we're going to be at the Gunter Theater, Fatboy's favorite.
Yes. I love going down there.
Facebook fussing. Oh, nice. Coming soon.
Oh, no. Did you talk about the drug?
Not the drug.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
No, frozen water. What you just heard was real. Those are real Facebook arguments.
John McClane.
That last one twisted a little bit, but whatever.
It was fun, though.
Sent in anonymously by many of you to theriseguys@aol.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
App is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, is that your flirty face? There is really a flirty face, according to a recent
flirty
study.
Flirty face.
Oh. There is really a flirty, flirting face that a study shows that men seem naturally able to spot it. So if a woman is being flirty with you, flirting, you will know because you'll see certain actions that she's taking and things that she's doing with her head and her face.
I can
know. Some things you can do with your head.
If she's like looking up your pants leg, that's a sign.
Yeah.
Looking down, up and down.
What? I'm never good at noticing that.
I'm oblivious to it, man. I'm so stupid when it comes to this.
But you always know when women are doing it toward me, you seem to know.
Yeah, I can tell that, but if a woman's flirting with me, I have no idea.
Paige,
I'm lost.
Yes.
What is your flirt face? I know it's hard to do with us, but just put us out of mind. Pretend that I'm Chris Daughtry right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at you like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so, you know, and...
She went cross-eyed.
Oh, that works.
And, you know, almost vomiting. So, there's a study that was done by the University of Kansas. And so the flirting face that women make, here's how it goes. Because you may not key into certain things, and you may be missing an opportunity here. So this is how it's described. Your head is turned to one side and tilted down slightly. You have a slight smile. Oh. And your eyes are locked on the person you're flirting with.
I'm giving it to you, Nine, as she described it. Tell me if it works.
No.
No?
Looks like you're scheming in a movie.
I am.
Yeah.
Get in your britches.
Yeah.
So,
but that doesn't always mean they want it. They're down to doing it. It just means like she thinks you're cute.
Yeah,
wants to get to know you.
She's getting playful and attracted to you, but it can lead to some awkward misunderstandings. Maybe she's just flirty in general.
Mm-hmm.
That could be her personality. So you need to be careful with that. But you may not see that, or you may not know that she's intentionally doing unless you key in on this. That's like if you know someone's lying to you, they look to the side, right?
Don't give it away, Paige. Now you're giving away our secret.
So,
they only teach that at radio school.
So, but if you know that, don't you sometimes look to the side when you're telling the truth just to mess with people?
Only in business meetings.
I mean, I
put a squeak toy over here to the right when I ask them the question. And then I, you know, like a baby photographer would do.
Yes.
Make them smile.
What are you looking at?
Yeah.
And then squeak toy.
Yeah, I don't notice things like that.
No,
I'm
but
blind
what
to it, man.
You know, but it's the opposite of that, though. What is the face that a guy can do to a girl without looking like a complete creep? Like, if a guy did what you just said to a woman, it is not good.
You I know, guess just that kind of smile, friendly yeah. smile.
And a lot of it is body language.
Or the up nod, where you look serious up nod. Yeah.
That you can gauge in. Like, if you are really into someone, you're not moving back while you're talking, you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You may touch somebody, like on the arm or the leg. And
what if I'm crotch chopping while I'm talking? I'm looking at her. I'm crotch chopping.
Yeah, here's one.
I don't know if that'll work.
Here's one related to that. Real quick story. I had a lady a couple weeks ago who
nice.
Was having she messaged me, and I know her a little bit. I've met her. She's real cool. She messaged me saying that she had a dream where I was in a dream. It was kind of sexy with me and her in the dream.
Ooh.
So I thought, okay, what the hell? I guess she likes me. I don't know. So I went with that. No, a couple of days later, she's dating some other dude.
Well, that was.
So even when you think it's obvious, it isn't obvious.
But what did you write back when she said?
We
did
just
you,
talked.
Did like you say, don't. Was it a sex dream?
It was, I mean, it was a
did
sex.
You wake up with
was,
that Cardi B song in your
it
head?
It was a sexy dream.
Oh.
Not an outright sex dream. But even then, something where you think, oh, okay, no, turns out wrong again.
And then you don't want to jump to any conclusions and say, want to see if it's as good in real life? You don't want to say that.
Well, yeah. No, you can't, you can't just outright be, you know, creepy about it.
But then again, there's some women out there that are just flirty types.
Yeah, there are.
That like to play you.
Yeah, they just like doing that.
So she might have been that type of person.
I
to see what she
really
can
worried
get.
About it. I just thought y'all would find it funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Wasn't asking for advice.
Not given. You're on your own. No, but I mean, they're definitely, it's hard to signal some people, even guys, are just flirty in general. So
yeah.
It is. It's tough out there in the dating world.
That's true.
Well, Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. That's, you know, that's something that it's person by person. I mean, it's just, if you're if you're ugly, you know you're ugly. So if you're an ugly guy, yeah, true, you can't hear those same things. And because you have to have the self-confidence, because if you look at her and give her that look and she doesn't reply, you know, back, you just got to look at it like, oh, you're lost. You had to walk away from inside, though, you're crying. You know? All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll do some telephone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.